What's going on, everybody? How you guys doing today? I hope you guys had good fucking Christmases, you know? I hope all the Rugrats had good Christmases. I had a good Christmas. Except I got sick, man. Jenna got this, like, awful cough, dude. She got this bad cough. And I was taking all this medicine, thinking I was going to be a hot shot. And I got it, man. And so I apologize if I cough during the podcast, but also it's my podcast. So, you know, I didn't want to go like a week without giving you guys something. So here we are, you know. Besides, I got this Starbucks. Dude, if you ever get a sore throat, by the way, get a fucking medicine ball is what it's called. Sounds a little corny, but get a medicine ball from Starbucks and you won't regret. Yeah, man, I'm excited to be back, though. So we just had Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Let's talk about the best and worst gifts, okay? People always want to say, like, what's the best gift you could get? Or what's the best gift you got? Honestly, like, the best gifts I got are shit that I think... shit that, like, I wouldn't buy myself because I'm just, like, too stingy. But now that I have it, I'm like, cool. It's nice that I have that. Like, Jenna got me one of those pink Himalayan salt lamps for when you sleep. Helps you sleep a little bit. I always get bad sleep. So she got me one of those. Like, my mom always gets me, like, socks and shit. Like, stuff that I would never buy myself. But I don't need it either. But I, like, now that I have it, it's really cool that I have it. Worst gifts, dude. How about fucking gift cards? Dude, when people give me gift cards, I just want to tell them, get out. You know? Especially, like, it's always, like... somebody that just doesn't know you that good, I guess. And they're just like, I think that's one of those guys that we have to kind of get something for, right? And then the lady's like, we definitely got to get them something. But you guys don't want to get anything for them. That's who you get a gift card for. So if I get a gift card, that's what I feel like I am. I feel like I'm that guy that you didn't want to get anything for, but you knew you had to, so you got me, like, just this plastic card that I have to go fucking use. They always get them at the worst places, too. People get you gift cards they'll get you, like, a $20 gift card to, like, Cheesecake Factory, and then, but every time you go to Cheesecake Factory, it's, like, $50 to $70. So it's like, okay, you helped me with a third of my check. Why, what was the point of this, you know? If you get somebody a gift card, get them, like, Starbucks or, like, fucking McDonald's. Something where they could go there multiple times, you know? You're going to give me, oh, you got me a $10 gift card to fucking iTunes? That's the worst. The fucking iTunes gift cards, dude. Also, super weird. How come we eat dinner at, like, 2 or 3 p.m. like we're fucking 75 years old? You know, I'm wearing a pink hoodie. Okay. And let me tell you guys something. You guys don't understand why I'm wearing a pink hoodie. Wearing pink hood because I want to. Okay. When you wear a pink hoodie, dude, you don't even have to smile because the pink does it for you. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, people say, smile for the camera. I just look because I'm wearing my pink hood. What was I just saying? Oh, about the fucking dinner. yeah, like, I get it that, like, you know, grandma's there. She's got to eat. Fucking send her a box or something. Send her a box of food. Why? Like, and then, too, so... Like, okay, so I ate it. I'm not saying this is just at Jenna's because it happens at, like, my house, too. Like, my families do this shit, too. But, like, so I woke up you know, I actually woke up like at a good time for Christmas. Like it wasn't too late and it wasn't like 7 o'clock because I'm getting presents. It was like 9 o'clock. So it rarely happens, by the way. So you like, you eat breakfast. Okay. So we ate a big breakfast. My mom always cooks big breakfast on Christmas. So I eat with her. Then I come to Jenna's and they got like a full like spread of court, like a full, they got all the food. And I'm just like, I'm not hungry. I felt a little bit rude, but also not really because I'm 24 years old. I eat when I want, you know, like, dude, just fucking eat when you're hungry. How about that, dude? Eat when the fuck ever you want. No, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait to eat dinner. Oh, you're hungry? Remember when your parents would be like, don't eat that cookie. It's going to ruin your appetite. But that's the whole point of me wanting a cookie is because that's what I want. It's not going to ruin my appetite for later because this is what I want now. If I want a fucking cookie in a little bit, I'll wait a little bit. No, I want the fucking cookie now, dude. Eat the cookie if you want it. That's all I'm saying. Shit. Dude, I got this cough, and I feel bad for you guys because you got to hear it. But, oh well. What about, like, what's your guys' take on when you open something that you don't really enjoy? Do you pretend you like it? Or do you just tell people straight up, like, yo, this present, like, I see that you put some effort into it, but this present's dog shit. What do you do then? I don't know what the fuck to do then. I usually, like, I'm too nice of a guy. Even if I don't like something and somebody buys it for me, I'm gonna pretend I like it because I can't be an asshole if somebody just spent money on me. Dude, how about those people that are just ungrateful for everything you get them? Like, they open it and they're just like, uh-huh. And they're just clearly, obviously, like, this is all you got me. What the fuck? Or, like, or you judge, like, what other people got. Like, you look at what she got. Like, okay, say your uncle, I don't have a brother, but, oh, fuck, sorry. Pretend you got a brother or a sister, whatever you got, a fucking monkey. And your uncle gets the fucking brother, like, something sweet. And they either get you the same thing or they get you, like, something a little bit better, a little bit worse. That's when you know who is the favorite in the family. That's a little game I like to call favorites in the family. You know what else pisses me off about presents? Those fucking cucks that will be like, oh, well, I just bought myself a present. Dude, no, you didn't. You bought yourself a fucking t-shirt. Oh, I bought myself a Christmas present. No, the fuck you didn't, dude. You didn't buy yourself a present. You fucking money spending cock sucking motherfucker, dude. You know what you did? You went shopping for yourself. You didn't buy yourself a present. That pisses me off so bad when people are like, got myself a present. No, the fuck you didn't, man. You bought a fucking pair of shoes because you need shoes. You didn't fucking get yourself a present. You bought yourself something that you wanted. That's it. Period. End of story, dude. Man, that pisses me off beyond belief. You know the people that are like that? Like, if somebody ever came up to me like, bought myself a present, and they had like a scarf on, dude, I would pull one end of the scarf and put my hand around the other end so it choked them, and they were like, you know, like you pull one end of the scarf so that it gets tighter and then you put your hand around their neck and they're like, bought myself And then they would kind of be like, what the fuck was that for? And then they would kind of just be like, oh, I guess I get what you're doing. They would understand why you were so upset. You know, that's all I'm saying. Dude, that's so funny. Or how about these assholes? Because New Year's coming up. New Year, new me. No, dude. Not new year, new me. New year, same you, but also a little bit different. How about that? If somebody said that, I would be like, that's reasonable. New year, new me? Like what? Last year you were fucking Japanese woman. You're like, and you're like, what? Then this year you're just a normal, you're fucking Josh or some shit. Last year you were Mario Yamasaki, and this year you're fucking Josh Smith, and you're just, last year you were like, Honda Honda, and then this year you're like, what's up, dude? That's when you can say new year, new me, dude. You can't say new year, new me, and then buy a gym membership. Who do you think you are? New year, new me. Oh, dude. Pisses me off. You want to know what makes my blood boil? New year, new me. Or like those dudes that will be like, you know, man, going into 2018, this is what they do. You know what, man? 2017 was a pretty rough year, you know? 2017... me through a lot, but I think 2018 is gonna be my year, man. Because look, 2017 was my down year, and everything that's equally as bad is equally as good. That's the key to success. Hashtag DJ Khaled. Because it's a circle of life, man, and everything that's equally bad is equally good. So 2017 was so bad, so 2018 is good. So 2018 is going to be so good, man. And they're just dead serious, like posting a whole thread of why 2018 is going to be better than 2017. And you're just like, dude, who the fuck cares? Man. I understand people have bad years, you know, but like, or like girls, dude, girls do this shit all the time. And so do guys, and just don't. Okay. Here's what they do. They'll be like, oh man, this year was rough. I've been through a lot. And you're like, oh, you mean you got cheated on and you broke up with somebody, or they dumped you and like started banging somebody like prettier. Your car, well, 2017 was, dude, it was just a rough year, man. Oh, you mean your tire popped on the highway and you had to get your car towed and you're in debt $200 because you didn't have the $200 to pay for the car getting towed and then the tire, so that now you're $400 in debt, so that's why 2017 was rough for you? No, dude, that was one bad thing that happened in one day. And you probably had that many good days, too. It's just like, oh, man. I don't know. Here's my thing. Up until Christmas, dude, I am fucking Jolly Saint Nick himself. After Christmas, I'm done with winter, okay? Up till December 25th, man, I'm all about snow angels, snowmen, fucking Rudolph, the Grinch, all of it. I want it all. I'm greedy. Give me all of it. After December 25th, once midnight strikes on December 25th, dude, I'm done with winter. Fuck New Year's, by the way. That whole thing that I just said about like people, New Year, new me, and like that year was rough, could all be eliminated if we just didn't do New Year's. New Year's is just like a thing for you to set goals that you're not ever gonna go after. That's all New Year's. Dude, all New Year's is like setting goals that you know deep in your heart that you're never even going to attempt. That's what New Year's is. New year, new me. Gonna drop this 20 pounds of baby weight. Dude, you're 24. It's not baby weight. Yeah, but I had a baby. Yeah, that was 3 years ago when you were 21. Dude, that's not baby weight anymore. You're just fat, you tubby fat fuck. Yo, but dude, that was, I just slammed someone that is listening or knows somebody that's listening so hard. However, I am super happy to go to New York City this year. But like I said, as a whole, New Year's Eve, dumb holiday. People, they just beg for a better year, and it's like, get over it. It's not going to be much better, if at all any better. You made it out of the last year. Let's put that as our goal. Make it out of this year alive. How about that? I don't know, man. You know what I was realizing the other day? Actually, I woke up at like, so weird. Hold on. Had to get a sip of my tea. But you know what I realized the other day is actually, I'll leave that for the next episode because it kind of ties in. Doesn't actually tie in at all with whatever else I was saying. fuck, dude. How do you guys like the new podcast artwork, by the way, man? I love it. I do. I really love it. I paid some dude for it. But, you know, I think it was worth it. Dude, Jenna got me this drone, and I'm in love with it, by the way. It's got a camera on it, and it is so fun to play with. I'm a drone master. Hashtag drone master. fuck. Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, I just wanted to do a little, I just wanted to put something out, you know, because I didn't put anything out, I didn't put anything out the other day when I was supposed to, so this is just a quick podcast, you know, but I just wanted to put something, I want to put some kind of content out for you guys, you know, so that was just a Christmas recap, I guess. Next episode, probably be Saturday, okay? Saturday we're going to shoot for. Friday or Saturday, I'll try to get a guest. It might be JC, it might be... I'll try to get Sternick, but that dude fucking is a flake master. So, whatever, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you guys had a good Christmas, so... yeah, I mean... It's whatever, yo. It's the cult life, you know? I gotta go get some soup or some shit, man. I'm sorry I cut this one short, but I feel like shit. I don't know if you guys could tell in my voice or not, but I really do feel like shit. But I appreciate you guys for listening. How about this? 2018? Dude, 2018? That's gonna be the year for the cult, you know? You know, man? I think that's gonna be our year, dude. Yeah, that's gonna be a cool year to do podcasting. I'm Kermit the Frog. Peace.